producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean, and or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. We also want to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it is a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're showing in your faith by our works. That's why we do the things that we do, Father, or friends, that the world might see the Father and that He might be glorified through our good works, Matthew 5. Now, friends, I want to let you know that we're going to be talking about tempting fate. We're going to be getting to that in just a couple minutes. Have you ever noticed how many famous people have passed into eternity just this last year? Pretty crazy stuff. But I mean, friends, I did some homework on this, and last week I was hinting towards this, and I knew I was onto something, but I did not realize that this many people passed into eternity over the last year. I'm going to share with that, I'm going to share that content with you in just a couple minutes here. Now, it's interesting to note, too, St. Augustine of Hippo, he said, "The good news is that God has promised forgiveness to your repentance, but He's not promised tomorrow to your procrastination." And we know that procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. So therefore, folks, we want to make sense out of what we're bringing to you today. Tempting fate. But before we get to that, let's jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, you remember how I shared with you how the radical Muslims are following line upon line, precept upon precept, in stride with the radical homosexuals, and how they love to put themselves in the position of the victim, and they have to do that because what they do is they tear down the laws in the process. Now, what's interesting to note about that is, for instance, when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, more Muslim faked hate. You know, recently I was asked on a radio show, The Real Side with Joe Messina out in California, just this last month when I was out there doing live radio with Joe. He asked me, have you ever seen or can you name one crime that the homosexuals have been actually a victim of? And I said, Joe, before God, I cannot tell you one because everything they do is premised on a lie. I can tell you about a whole bunch of fake hate crimes, contrived hate crimes by the homosexuals who were playing the victim, where they were found to be guilty of committing the crime. I can tell you that. Well, guess what, friends? The Muslims are doing just that. Now, this is the second case that I know of in the United States of America. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, more Muslim faked hate. Muslim charged with anti-Muslim bomb threat to Dearborn High School in Michigan. Friends, you out there in Michigan, you really need to know what's going on in Dearborn, friends. Because you need to understand that what the government is doing coming to this administration, and this is happening in Europe as well, in France and Germany, that folks, the international socialists, they're trying to bring forth a new world order. And what they're doing is the leaders, the representatives, are actually leveraging Islam and the Muslims against their own citizens. You do need to understand that. They mean to outnumber you, friends, to conquer you. And we all understand that that's what the Muslim religion is all about anyways. But that's why dictators of the past and the present are using the Muslim religion, friends, because they mean to conquer all nations by any means necessary. Just ask any of them, friends. They'll tell you. But interestingly enough, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, international socialist leaders leverage Islam against their own citizens. That's exactly what they're doing in this country. They're using the homosexuals first, and right on their heels is none other than, guess what, friends, the radical Muslims. And here you have it. You're beginning to see it in America. We see it clearly over in Europe, over in Germany, and in France. So, friends, let's wake up to what's going on here. And again, let's read Deuteronomy 28 to understand what's going on and why it's going on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, speaking of which, in Germany, Germans cheer as migrant housing centers burn down. Folks are beginning to take it unto themselves to deal with the government, and to deal with the radical Muslims over in their countries, friends, because the government is failing to do just that. And again, as I just said, another article, international socialists, leaders are leveraging Islam against their own citizens. That's exactly why they have to respond. But again, keep in mind, over in Germany and France, friends, they had to first disarm their citizenry, and that's exactly what Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal, is attempting to do in this country today. So let's check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Is your state among the 13 that Obama is bringing Gitmo jihadis to? I mean, folks, is this just like unthinkable? Can you even believe that we're talking about the issues that we're talking about? The American people have let it go so far, friends. They've let it go so far that they are actually allowing the criminal and the administration in the White House today release these that are responsible for terroristic acts against we the people in the United States of America, and he's actually releasing them into 13 different states. Which states are they going to, and why are they being planted, friends? We talked about yesterday about how the jihadis, just for some reason or other, friends, there's over 5,000 of them released into Europe. Well, friends, who tore down the borders? Who's advocating the Muslims to come into their countries in the first place? Again, the representatives that are leveraging the Muslims against their own citizenry. Why? That's what you need to wake up to, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, Donald Trump exposes phony social justice pope. People do need to understand that the pope always has been, since the very inception, the very beginning days, friends. He's a political pawn, nothing more, nothing less. And it's interesting to note that the pope is out there set for the poor, but has anybody ever taken time to pay attention to the golden throne that he sits on? If it's about the poor, then why don't you sell that throne in which you sit on? And furthermore, it's also interesting to note that it's the Pope that's actually calling for a new world order along with China and Russia all at the same time. And it's also interesting to note that the Pope comes into America, calls for the disarming of the American people, while he has what? Nothing but a whole charade, or should I say, a whole mob of Secret Service that are armed to protect him from the people that he's supposed to serve. And noticeably, friends, also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, according to Pope Francis, he's not a Christian, lives behind fortress, wears $20,000 outfits. Speaking again of none other than Donald Trump. Folks, he strains at the gnat while he swallows the big, big camel. Folks, this is getting ridiculous. We need to wake up. Muslims masquerading as teenagers in Sweden. Asylum center repeatedly raped 12-year-old boy, and then they filmed the assault. We're going to come right back on the other side to tempting fate. This is interesting stuff.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Tempting fate. I love this. Tempting fate. What am I talking about? Well, James 4:14 says, what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. You're not promised tomorrow, friends. Hey, I have a question for my listeners really quick. Because I want to show you the severity of understanding that there are those that are frivolous in their lifestyles that play with eternity at every step that they take. So therefore, they're tempting their fate. Has anybody noticed over the last year how many famous people have passed into eternity? I mean, folks, I was doing a little homework on this, and I could not believe, not just musicians, movie stars, if you want to call them that, pop stars, whatever the case is, friends. Famous people, just people that you might know. For example, Leonard Nimoy died last year. Remember Spock? Yogi Berra, he died. Wes Craven, he died. Frank Gifford, Roddy Piper, Jerry Weintraub, he died. Dean Jones, Jeffrey Lewis, Fred Thompson, Robert Ligeia, all perished. And friends, many unexpectedly. Disease, accident, murder, suicide, drug overdoses, or death by natural causes. The fact of the matter is that we all know this to be true, that 10 out of 10 people will die sooner or later, because Scripture tells us in Psalm 22, verse 29, none can keep alive his own soul. This is why, I'm just off on a rabbit trail here, but this is why I'm so humored by those that mean to temporarily live for the enemy of their souls. You know, friends, I always say, when it comes up, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And I always share with you, lose the world and gain your soul. But isn't it interesting how many want to gain the world in a temporary sense? Especially knowing that life is but a vapor, friends. How foolish. How foolish. But there's many people walking on this planet, even today, that they are willing to sell their souls for a little temporary what? Satisfaction. According to the lust of the flesh, the love of the world, and the pride of life. 1 John 2. And it blows me away. This is a proving ground. This is a testing ground, friends. And what are we doing with the time that's been allotted unto us? Scripture tells us in Ephesians 5, redeem the time, for the days are evil. What are you doing with the time that you've been allotted? I'm just asking. Well, in many cases, we know what these famous people did with their time. I mean, it's sad, friends, and I think of Johnny Cash. I was just in Nashville 3 weeks ago. And it's interesting to note that when he was raised like Elvis Presley, they both knew that they were called to the ministry, but they chose the world. And during the last days of Johnny Cash, one of his last videos was called Dirt. In other words, I'll give everything that I've got. I'll give it away if I can do it all over again. Folks, we don't want to live with regret. We want to prepare ourselves for that great day that we stand before our Heavenly Father when He says, enter into the joy of the Lord. We don't want to be cast away to the left with the goats into the lake of fire forever. And folks, I want to set the record straight real quick. I am not a preacher of hellfire. And I want to tell you why. Because Jesus wasn't. When you hear about, you know, these preachers kicking out hellfire, man, and that's the reason you better repent, that is the wrong message because it's unscriptural. We're to fear God, not fear hell. We're to repent because of what we see that God has done through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ, on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. It was our sin that put Him there. And when we understand through His moral law, that mirror that shows us our spots, that we're the ones guilty of crucifying His Son, we repent if the Holy Ghost is at work bringing forth conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, to bring about what? The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, Thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51:17, and also read Isaiah 66:2 when you get a moment. That is proper. So again, setting the record straight, hellfire preachers are unscriptural. We are to fear the Lord, not hell. Hell is the consequence of those, that is the place where people go as a consequence for violation of God's moral law, who failed to repent and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Read your Bible. So many people talk so foolishly, namely preachers of the day, hirelings that don't know the Word of God, and they're sitting there trying to scare people into submission to serve God. And what is, folks, and what's the message? Well, if you don't, this is where you're going. If you don't, this is where you're going. If you don't, this is where you're going. Well, where's Christ on the cross? Show them that, and they'll want to receive the mercy of God. They'll want to receive what Christ has done, the salvation of the souls of men, Matthew 1:21, from sin, not in sin, friends. So let's get back to this. Just think about all the disease, the accidents, the murders, the suicides, drug overdoses, or in many cases, the above said that I just named, these famous people, well, they die of natural causes. I bet you not a one of them could have actually wrote down when he is a young man or a young woman, and they could have actually told you that the day they were going to die. They did not know the day that they were going to die, nor could they tell you the day that they were going to die. As a matter of fact, knowing that over 140,000 people die every day on planet Earth, and again, it amazes me how people will tempt their own fates. Read Psalm 14:1. And I brought up Psalm 14:1 because the Bible says the fool has said in his heart there is no God. That just doesn't apply to atheists, friends. It also applies to those that call themselves believers, but they don't believe. So how many of these famous people probably didn't expect that it would be their last days on earth? Unaware and unannounced to them, they were to expire, but they didn't know it. In other words, friends, the appointment is already set for each one of us. The appointment's set, and the time is sealed to meet our Maker. And again, I want you to keep in mind when I give forth this message, friends, you're not promised tomorrow. And I love this when people say, oh, Bradley, you're just trying to use fear to bring people to Jesus, aren't you? Well, you know what? When you read Luke 12:4, that's exactly what we're called to do, knowing the terror of the Lord. And 2 Corinthians as well, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Hey, if I was to see that you were going to go over a cliff, would I put my hands up and stop you before you actually went over that cliff? Of course. That's all I'm doing. Because without grace, friends, guess what? You're going to inherit your lot. Death. Romans 6. But again, going back to this point, friends, one thing that we all know, like it or not, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. You Muslims, listen to what I'm telling you. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. You Hare Krishnas, I want you to hear what I'm telling you. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. You Buddhists, I want you to understand that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. All you sinners that go on in your own little merry ways and you think that you're not going to have to answer for your lifestyle, rest assured, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, where, by the way, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to God. And so then every one of us will give an account of himself to God. Romans 14:11-12. Like it or not. And by the way, friends, this is old time gospel preaching right now. This is exactly how the preachers of the day, the generals of God, during the foundations of this country, during the establishing of this country, this is what the preachers were preaching. They understood the fear of the Lord taught them to depart from iniquity. And by the way, during the 1800s and the 1900s, during that transition from one century to the next, it was common knowledge not to violate God's moral law. But see what happens when prosperity came about? They forgot their God, didn't they? Yep. They sure did. Prosperity has killed her tens of thousands, hasn't it? It's interesting how many people go to God for what they can get, and then when God doesn't give it to them, they depart. Well, the fact of the matter is God wants your heart. He doesn't just want your mouth. He just doesn't want your empty words. You honor him with your lips, but your hearts are far from him. How many people turn away from God when they don't get from God what they want? Well, the fact of the matter is the Lord will fill the desires of his children, but keep in mind they're his desires in Christ, not outside of Christ. And it shows whose heart is wrong, and it's not God's. It's man's. How many people are in churches today because they're led to believe that no matter what you ask, you're going to get it. Gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. And when you don't get it, you get mad at God. You know, how often has God withheld things from me because I wasn't ready for them at a particular time? How often God has bestowed things upon me that I didn't think I was ready for? But see, what's interesting, friends, and I'm giving you both sides of the sword here. He gives it to you when he has your heart. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. I'm not going to God for what I can get outside of the fact that he is mine inheritance and I'm his. Going to take a quick break, coming right back on the other side.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just sharing with you right before the break, friends, how every man-made religion will bow before our Lord Jesus Christ and confess to God, and that every one of us will give an account of himself to God, like it or not. Folks, this is the kind of stuff I put in front of me all of the time. I want eternity stamped on my eyes. I need to understand that my life is but a vapor, and it's going to go really quick. And by the way, friends, I'm not looking for an excuse to live my own little life and have a little of Jesus in there, too. No. Nobody meets him that way. At least not the way that you want to meet him. You can't have one foot in the world, and you can't have one foot in the church, and be lukewarm, because he promises in Revelation 3 that he'll puke you, he'll spew you out of his mouth. He has nothing to do with you. See, there's a difference between Peter, James, and John, friends. They stayed close to him constantly because that's all they wanted. They wanted to know the ways of eternal life. As a matter of fact, if you read John 6, it's interesting to note that Jesus said to many of his disciples that were following him, he turned and looked at them. He always put the cross up, friends. He always put the cross up to people that said, hey, the do-gooders, I want to be a part of you. I want to know who you are. I want to be with you. Well, you remember the Greeks? Jesus turned around and said, you only come for the bread. You came to me because of what you can get from me. Or what about the guy that said, you know, let me go bury my father. And what did Jesus say to him? No, let the dead bury the dead. And what about the one that said, you know, hey, you know what? I'll follow you whithersoever you go, Jesus. Jesus said what? The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. Even when his mother and his brother came unto him, when he was teaching the multitudes, they sought to speak and to hang out with the Lord. And one of the disciples came up to Jesus and said to him, "Hey, Jesus, your mother and your brother, they seek you." He said, "Who are my mother and my brethren?" "Those that hear the word of God and do it." Isn't that interesting? He always lays the cross. Going back to John 6, my point. He turned to look at his disciples and he said to them, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll in no wise have any partaking or inheritance with me." And what did they say? This is a hard saying. But what about those that walked with him in his regeneration? Was it a hard saying? No, they understood because the Lord always made it known unto them in the process of the walk where he opens up the word unto them on the road. He didn't open it unto them, friends, just because they wanted it opened. No, he knew when to open it unto them. And they stayed the course until they understood. And they had the testimonies of David. But it's interesting to me how many times, friends, people talk about how they just want to be with the Lord. And then when the cross comes, the power of God unto salvation, they don't want anything to do with the Christ. But remember, going back to John 6, what Peter said to him. Jesus looked at his disciples, the 12, and he said, "Will you also go?" Because they turned and walked away because they said that this was a hard saying. And Peter looked at him and said, "To whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of life." See, those that are dead and they're buried, they're crucified, they're baptized with Christ. Well, the only thing that they find their life is, friends, in the Spirit of God. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. That's where they find their life. And they understand that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. Free from ourselves and alive to Christ. That's why we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. It's all the Holy Ghost. It's all the Holy Ghost. Amen? So we got that out of the way. Just going down these little bunny trails. Friends, I want you to understand that when you go into a restaurant, everybody orders something different from the menu. That's what this ministry is all about. It's prophetic. It means there's a lot of people listening to me, and there's people that need to hear these analogies, these little bunny trails, because it's the prophetic rabbit trails, as we call them here, that feeds them the most. And that's what I want to do on this radio show. I want to be yielded for the people. I want you to be fed by the bread of life, who is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Okay, so anyways, moving on. As I just said, that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And isn't it interesting as well, friends, another bunny trail for you, that when there are going to be other gods within the gate, Judges 5:8, it tells us that there's going to be war when there were other gods. Isn't it interesting how people blame God for the evils of the world, when in fact, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness? And I want you to understand this. If the people of the world took heed to the God of Israel in Jesus' name, when he said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," folks, we would live in a utopia if everybody obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto them, Romans 6. I mean, they go create a God. I mean, folks, it's so ridiculous. Just yesterday, I was reading in the book of Acts. It's absolutely ridiculous. The goddess of the Ephesians, was what? Diana? Does anybody know who Diana was, friends? She was created by Demetrius, a craftsman. And you know what they said? Nothing can be spoken against the great goddess Diana of the Ephesians. They tried to convince the people of that. Why? Because that's how they made their money. And you know where they said the great goddess Diana came from? She fell from Mars. I mean, folks, this is so reprobate, so ridiculous. But people are willing to go ahead and create a God that suits their sin. But I want to tell you something. There's none other heaven or none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, like it or not. And I'm loving you enough to tell you that if you are outside of him, you're on the wrong road. And I also want you to know, friends, that if it's easy, it's not Christianity. We're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God. Going over to Acts 11, confirming the souls of the disciples, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hey, folks, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Guess what happens when the Holy Ghost shows up? Trouble comes with it. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto him. But I'll tell you what, in the process of that, we win the day because we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And with God, if God be for us, who can be against us? See, folks, we need to think about the things that we accept. I mean, there's so many gods, friends, that men create. Isn't it interesting that when these men and these women that serve other gods, their boyfriends, their money, their possessions, whatever the case might be, isn't it interesting when they die, they go to a Christian church, and their funeral's held at a Christian church, and the preacher, not even knowing the individual's talking about how they've been promoted to heaven, when in fact they've been promoted to hell where they belong? I mean, we need to get things into perspective spiritually and scripturally here, friends. Just no question about it. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And let me tell you something. It is. I'm talking about tempting fate. I'm talking about a whole lot of famous people died last year. I named just a few. I mean, this is what the scene's going to be like. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. This is what every man and woman are going to partake with, like it or not. I saw a great white throne in him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. Boy, is that the image that you have of God, friends? Whose face the earth and the heaven fled away from? No, Hollywood loves to promote a weak, impotent God, when in fact the opposite is true. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. What books? The book of life, friends. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Folks, this is just a fact. I mean, you can take it how you want to take it. It's a fact. As a matter of fact, in conscience, you know it's a fact. You know it's true. Did you know that on January 8th, 2015, legendary gospel singer Andre Crouch passed away? Do you think he knew he was going to die then, friends? Bass player for Free, a 70s hippies band, Andy Frazier, passed away March 16th, 2015. Do you think he had any idea that he was going to die on March 16th, 2015? For all you 80s rockers, Twisted Sisters drummer AJ Peril, which I did not know, died at the age of 55 on March 20th, 2015. March 30th, 2015, Jerry Brown, guitars for Scott Weiland, former singer of Stone Temple Pilots, died of unknown causes. Do you think he knew he was going to die of unknown causes on the 20th of March, 2015? Of course not. B.B. King, friends, King's blues legend, he died at the age of 89 on May 14th, 2015. Again, laying the question, do you think he had any idea he was going to die on May 14th, 2015? No. No. See, and that's why Scripture tells us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. There's a reason for that. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I got a couple more names to bring forth, and then I'm going to bring forth this to an end during our last segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your butt or storing in your vehicle.
We're
give
up
yourself
again.
And your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Talking about tempting fate, look at all these famous people that died last year. Unbeknownst to them, friends, they're in eternity now. You know, it's interesting. I watched a documentary sometime back of Amy Winehouse, a very unique singer, a very messed up little girl. They interviewed her mother. She died of a drug overdose at the age of 27 years old. A sad story, a waste. I felt for this girl. They were targeting this woman. They were suffocating her. They were using her and her giftings. Now, what's interesting about that is when they were interviewing the mother, Amy Winehouse's mother, she said as a little girl, and they showed film of the little girl, Amy, kicking back up against her mother, probably about 5 or 6 years old. In other words, wearing the pants over her mother. Her father was MIA. He had nothing to do with the family. He at length used Amy as well. That's how much he hated his daughter. That's not love, friends. That's hate. Read the Word of God, Leviticus 19:17. But the mother said, you know, I learned early on, even as a little girl, when Amy makes up her mind, nobody can move her from that. Wow. I mean, I know Hollywood and Disney, they love to show you how the kid is the teacher. They love to show you that the kid is the one that rules the roost and wears the pants. But I want to tell you something, friends. That's a sign of judgment and oppression, Isaiah 3. That is sick. But this mother said of Amy Winehouse that when she was a little girl, and you could watch the footage, I learned early on that when Amy makes up her mind, you're not going to deter her or move her. Hey, folks, a child left to themselves will bring their mother shame. And I want to tell you what, that's exactly what happened here. You know what they said after Amy Winehouse was dead? You know what all of her friends said? Nobody would tell Amy no. Oh, my gosh. You sick individuals. You love Amy so much, you're not even willing to tell her the truth. Amy might be here today if you really did love Amy. Nobody would tell Amy the truth. Hey, friends, this is exactly the same spirit in the professed church and in politics today. They're unwilling to tell you the truth because they don't love you. The love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. What is the fulfilling of the law, friends? Let me ask you. To love your neighbor as yourself. But you can't love your neighbor as yourself until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. I'm free from the blood of those that listen to me every day. Because I'm not going to withhold love and withhold truth. No, love gives you the truth because truth makes men free. Ask Jesus. She died of an overdose. And at her funeral, her supposed friends that helped usher her into hell literally hated her so much that not a one of them, they were willing to hang out as long as she was buying. She was very wealthy. She had drugs. She had booze. She had fame. Who wouldn't want to hang around her, right? In that particular setting. And Amy was miserable. You know why she was miserable? Because nobody, she knew what was right within herself, but nobody brought the knowledge to her conscience to help her along the way to find life in Jesus Christ. That's just how it is. But even her mother and her father didn't love her. They might have had some sort of carnal love, some carnal affection towards their daughter, but they didn't have any understanding of real love, a love that warns, a love that tells the truth. And guess what, friends? Jesus was crucified for loving the world and telling them the truth. Hey, folks. On June 22nd, 2015, Hollywood composer James Horner, the composer for Braveheart, Titanic, Field of Dreams, he died in an airplane crash. Do you suppose, Stephanie, that when he got into the airplane, he probably thought it was his last time that he'd ever put his feet on planet Earth?
Probably had not a clue.
Of course not. Life is but a vapor. Bassist Chris Squire from the band Yes, another hippie band, he died at the age of 67 last year on June 28, 2015. He had no idea he was going into eternity, friends. August 7, 2015, rapper Sean Price died at 43 years old. It's interesting to note how many of these rappers died of overdoses, but a majority of them were shot by other blacks. It's sick. September 13, 2015, Gary Reichrath, lead guitarist from REO Speedwagon, he passed away at 65 years old. I have a friend that's a friend of theirs. He had no idea he was going to die, friends. Motorhead drummer Phil Taylor, he died last year, November 11, 2015. Again, going back to Stone Temple Pilots, singer Scott Whelan was found dead on his tour bus in Minnesota here on December 3, 2015. Wow. Wow. I'm laughing at the stupidity of what people accept. Lemmy Kilmister, singer for Motorhead, if that's what you want to call him. By the way, we tracked him 3 years ago. He got the truth before he passed it into eternity. At 70 years old, he died from an aggressive form of cancer. December 28, 2015. David Bowie died. Friends, I could literally do a four-hour show with just those famous people that you might know of, good or bad, that died just this last year. David Bowie died at 69 years old. Folks, again, the list goes on and on and on and on. Hey, a true witness delivers souls. And keep in mind, it's not love to withhold the truth. Proverbs 14:25, Leviticus 19:17, 1 John 3:5. Because, friends, you need to understand that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. You know, a lot of law-abiding citizens today abide by the law because they don't want to pay the consequence. Now, bring that to the spiritual, friends. You understand natural liberty. How about spiritual liberty in Christ? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Well, so don't let it be said that you didn't know, for now you do. Luke 3:7-8 and 11:42. Isn't it interesting that John the Baptist, when he came forward, when all those that came out to be baptized of him, a water baptism, they were confessing their sins because they knew the law, Romans 3. Unto the Jews, the oracles were given. That's the moral law of God. Isn't it interesting they were confessing their sins? But he looked at the Pharisees that came unto him too. And he called them a brood of vipers. He called them a bunch of poisonous snakes. Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? In other words, they didn't love each other enough to tell each other the truth. And then what did he say? He said, bring forth fruits of repentance, is what he told those people. Because he knew that they were in a web of lies. This is Isaiah 59. He knew that they lacked real love, the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. So what did John the Baptist do? He freed himself of the responsibility of what they're going to do by giving them the truth. And they now have to make a choice. Romans 6, Deuteronomy 30:19. So the good news is this, friends. 90% law, 10% grace. Don't forget it, friends. The good news is God has promised forgiveness to your repentance. But he has not promised tomorrow to your procrastination. Again, keep in mind, procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. Today is the day of salvation. Amen.
Well, that's exactly the scripture that I was going to use. Behold, now is the appointed time. Today is the day of salvation. We are not promised tomorrow. So don't procrastinate. Get right with the Lord today, because you never know, in all sincerity, when you're going to go. For those of you who are listening for the first time to the Sons of Liberty, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We've got many new affiliates across the United States who are tapping into this message and hearing the truth in a very refreshing way, probably saying, wow, it's about time someone says it like it is. And actually, we were just speaking with someone yesterday, said, this is the stuff that you're not hearing from the pulpits today that we wish we would hear from the pulpits today. Well, we're speaking the truth come what may, and we want you to be a part of getting this message out there to the masses. Please go to our website. Check out sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley's been highlighting certain articles and so on. But we have a button on there that says, become a son or daughter of liberty. Click on that button, and when you click on that button, you will see different levels of monthly sponsorship to be able to support this work and support this cause. We are all over the radio program, all over the nation, 6 days a week, but we are also internationally in 53 other countries as well. Not only do we do that, we do speaking engagements. There's every single way that we can think of to be spent for the sake of the truth and the gospel, we are doing so. And if you want to get behind this work, people who are doers of the word and not hearers only, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. You can choose a level of membership and support this work on a monthly basis. You also have the option to make a one-time gift too as well. If that's all you can do, we appreciate all the support, because we know that God before us, who can be against? That's what we need to do, this thing together.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Jesus said, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. And who said deeds, not words? None other than George Washington, the first president. See ya.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.